You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027.
Well, as we see the Nasdaq down at the US Open, it looks like this will be the first monthly decline for the Nasdaq since November last year. It is time for your weekly trip offshore with Piet Saffentein, market analyst and strategist at Unum Capital. Piet, what's got your attention in markets at the moment?
Yeah, the dollar rose, gold fell as bond yields hit a new high ahead of President Joe Biden's big speech on infrastructure spending plans tomorrow. Now, also very interesting is that the Center for Disease Control new head confessed a sense of impending doom as U.S. COVID infections and hospital admissions are starting to rise. Obviously, that's not a very big concern yet again. And then also, interesting enough, Amazon's experiment with food delivery goes public in the U.K. in an overwhelming fashion, and that's also today. But I think also more importantly, stocks likely to be in focus will be Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley, which may have been avoided substantial losses after the liquidation of Archegos. I'm always struggling to pronounce the name. But also remember, that's a little-known hedge fund that caused that widespread chaos on Wall Street in the last couple of days. Remember also, they were unable to meet collateral requirements, and that's obviously causing major problems. And, you know, preliminary numbers is indicating that, you know, some of the banks are destined to lose about $6 billion from this downfall of this hedge fund.
Yeah, it's just what happens when you've got banks looking for earnings outside of their traditional avenues because interest rates are as low as they are, as we're just chatting to Rob Dowell about. What's your one big thing that's going to move the market this week? Piet? I think we may have just lost Piet for a second there. We'll take a quick break and see if we can get him back on the line. We've got Piet Saffentein of Unum Capital back on the line. Piet, you mentioned it earlier, that infrastructure announcement tomorrow. Surely that's got to be the one that's really got market participants interested.
Absolutely. So now what's interesting about this package, it will be split up into separate proposals. And more interesting, it will be financed by a large part with new taxes on big businesses, and that's nothing else than corporate taxes. And also pending, you know, it's hinting to the direction of the ultra wealthy yet again. So that's also coming up and, you know, bringing up dust again. But the first plan of the first part of this plan will address money for physical infrastructure spending like roads, bridges, water and sewer system, improvements to the power grids, and money to be expanded broadband access. But also the second part of this plan will focus mainly on what they call the care economy. Now, that's jobs, healthcare, childcare, free community college, paid leave, and a number of provisions that supporting female workers.
Now, all of this taken together with that stimulus, seeing $1,400 worth land in each American consumer's hands, does again stoke fears of eventual global inflation down the line. And I think that's certainly why we've seen the bond market and U.S. Treasuries top 1.7% over the last while. In terms of company earnings, it's a quiet patch. Anything on your radar screen?
I think that's taking the spotlight will be Lululemon, which is going to report earnings today. But then also Canoe, and remember now with Canoe, there were a call to investors on Monday hinting to that the partnership deal with Hyundai is dead. So we will see what's going to come out of that. But more importantly, also for today, Carnival Group, McCormick & Company, I think they've already released results, and it looks like it's better than expected. PVH, and then to Wednesday, Micron, Walgreen Boots, and then Thursday, CarMax.
So really a NASDAQ sort of flavored earnings week that we have ahead of us. The exciting news, I think, really is in the ETF space, where Cathie Wood's new ETF, a space-themed ETF, is launching today. Tell me a little bit more about it.
Yes, absolutely. And just to put listeners on the same page, remember that Cathie Wood, she's the CIO, founder, and CIO of ARK Investment Management. But why is this important? Because it's one of the largestly active firms managing ETFs. So coming back to this active managed ARK Space Exploration ETF, and the code for that is ARKX, will boost about 39 individual holdings to start with. Now, the second largest of these will be at a weight of 6.1%, which will be ARK's own 3D printing ETF. And, you know, also to put everybody on the same page, that ETF has fallen 22% from the peak in the last 2 months. But another 9% is accounted by the Chinese commerce company JD.com, Japanese heavy machinery maker Komatsu. There's also names like Netflix and Google parent Alphabet are, as I've mentioned, among the holdings, but then also Virgin Galactic with a weight of over 2%. But the ETF is listing ahead of a wave of space theme IPOs late in this year, and this is falling now in or bigger into the space of, you know, the Mars exploration again.
Very interesting. She's also got massive holdings in Tesla, and we know Tesla's come off. And I see John Deere is in that ETF as well. And some might wonder what on earth John Deere is doing in such a 4IR space theme type exchange traded fund. Well, they are developing robot tractors, so maybe that's why John Deere is in there. Your comment on the copper price, where do you think Dr. Copper is heading at the moment?
Now, just to give background there as well, remember now, copper futures have retreated from the highest level in almost a decade in the last month. They're still up almost 90% from a year ago, and this is now coming after the Chinese factories bounced back quickly from the pandemic and produced endured disruptions. Now, the prospects of the global recovery, aided by this vaccines and a wave of decarbonized bridges, paint a rosy long-term picture for the metal used in everything from wiring, pipes to batteries and motors. But if you can take him back to the charts, I think there's a temporary correction currently unfolding. It might be a founding support at about 391. But then from there, I think it's going to be a quick and severe bounce. It can go back to 422.
I'd certainly see that as a very enticing opportunity to get stuck into Dr. Copper. Piet Serfontein of Unum Capital with your trip offshore.